Welcome to Gamers Talk Podcast in our mom's basement with your hosts, Rage Quit Pat and Headshot Dan.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back after a very, very long hiatus. I am Rage Quit Pat. I am joined by my good friend Dan. Daniel, how are you, sir?
What's going on?
And Dan, I'm sure you're probably wondering what this music is.
Yeah.
That's just continuously going on. Well, this music is basically, we're going to begin. Our episode is mainly about E3, but we got some breaking news on the new season of Rainbow Six Siege, and this is the menu song, so I figured we'd get our fans a little excited for some Rainbow Six Siege news.
Well, all right, it threw me off, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to get you a little excited, too, as well, because I know that I know you're gearing up for the new season, and now I'm back to Platinum. As I showed you last night, I'm back to Platinum. So this is now, since Operation Health, this is 4 seasons in a row I've hit Platinum, so I'm very happy. So it's been a good thing that we haven't been playing with Eddie and Gato.
I'm very proud. I haven't played in a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I found a good group of people, and I hit Platinum. So thank you, Eddie and Gato, for not playing, and I'm back to Plat, so I really appreciate that. But anyway, let's get on with the news of Rainbow Six Siege, the new season with the Italian operators. They are 2 defending operators. Ubisoft put out some trailers. Alibi came first. So I know I sent you these rumors earlier before, Dan, and they were just rumors, but now they're confirmed pretty much by Ubisoft. Alibi, she has holograms. And in the trailer, they showed three of her. And when you shot the holograms, the fake ones turned blue, and obviously Alibi just comes out of nowhere and kills the target. But they kind of didn't really confirm if she needs to be do you remember? Have you ever played Halo? I believe it was Reach or anything like that had the hologram in it.
Yep.
So do you remember when you could just send the hologram out, kind of just run in a straight line, and if you shot at it, obviously it would like fizzle out? This one, it kind of didn't really say if the hologram kind of follows your movements or, you know, anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see with the reveal during the Pro Leagues. I believe it's May 20th. But what would kind of be your prediction on how you think the hologram would work?
It already sounds pretty damn OP. So if anything, I would see if the holograms maybe just run straight. You know, and you know they don't look around, or they just completely run straight. Because I don't know, it sounds weird, very weird.
Yeah, it sounded. And in the trailer too, it showed she had 2 holograms, so it was not essentially like one. It was like 2 holograms going in different directions, and that was pretty interesting too. They definitely got to tread very carefully with making characters OP, because so far they really haven't done a very good job. And also with them not doing mid-season reinforcements anymore, they definitely got to tread very carefully as well. And the next defender was Maestro. The rumor was also true that he is going to have a turret. And unlike Chachanka, he doesn't need to be standing on the turret and be vulnerable. He controls the turret remotely, which they showed in the trailer. And it was very interesting when you kind of hear the trailer. It didn't sound like when he was attacking his target, you didn't hear a bullet. You kind of heard like a shock, and then you heard like the person screaming in pain, and he kind of starts laughing. So I don't know essentially if his turret downs the person or just kind of gives him a shock like twitch. It's very interesting. How would you like his turret to work, especially it being like a remote turret?
Well, if anything, maybe if it shoots you, you get stunned for like a quick half a second, and then you can move again. If anything like that, I mean, I don't think it should be able to shoot.
So would you like it to kind of work like a Echo or an Elamine, a Twitch, or what if it's like kind of essentially like a Frost Mat? Would you be upset that it's like one of the – I mean, that would be way OP if that's something like that kind of – downs you right away. Like, how would you like it to work?
Well, something like a twitch. It shocks you, and then you can't move for a second, half a second, and then you'll be able to move again. You know, a twitch drone with a little twist.
Yeah, from the sound of the trailer, he was screaming in pain, and then he obviously gets picked off. So it'll be really interesting. And I know they're going to reveal the map very soon as well, too. We're finally getting a new map. Hopefully Ubisoft does well on the new map, because Tower was completely horrendous. Mm. Now, Tower's probably, it's up there, is probably one of the worst maps along with Favela.
No, that was your favorite map.
Favela was pretty bad. But I mean, Ubisoft is continuing to pump out content. So this is season two of year three. As season one winds down, Dan, I want to hear how you felt. How did you feel about season one of year three before we move on? How did you feel about it with Lion and Finca?
Well, I didn't play a season that much, actually. I mean, I like the operators. I used Lion a lot, actually. I think I used Lion a lot more than I did with Finca. I just like his gun, mainly. But, I mean, towards the end of the season, you know, you don't really see that many Lions anymore. And just because they nerfed it, they made it easier for people not to be detected. But it wasn't a bad season. It wasn't a bad characters. I would still want a new map, though. It's the only thing I want is more maps.
The annoying thing about this season, I don't know if you remember, and we touched on it in podcasts before, that anytime a new season comes with new glitches. So the invisible glitch was a huge problem.
Oh, so annoying.
Yeah, and then you met a lot of people that hit platinum rather quickly due to that glitch, because unless you could kind of see their weapon fast enough, then that's pretty much the only way you kind of saw them. And also they had the blitz glitch as well, which was also rather annoying too. So I really hope that, for the love of God, if they come out with a new season, not a lot of – I mean, that's asking a lot. It's Ubisoft, for crying out loud. So hopefully not a lot of glitches that come with this new season.
It's kind of funny how people find out how to do that invisible glitch. Like, who would ever thought, I'm going to change my character half a second before the round, and the odds of him being a platinum skin going to a non-skin and seeing this work, like, it's so random.
Yeah, and I mean, it was rather ridiculous, too. I remember we jumped into a bunch of games where people were doing that, and it was really, really frustrating. And especially people that found out also about the Blitz glitch was also rather frustrating, because Blitz is an already annoying character as it is. So for him to have a glitch was really ridiculous too. For me, I enjoyed this season. I mean, again, I'm really disappointed they're not doing mid-season reinforcements anymore due to they don't want to hurt the pro league, which is rather upsetting, because that's only about 2% of the market. So I think that's rather ridiculous. But, you know, Lion got a nerf, as you said, which I was really rather surprised. I'm surprised Finca didn't get nerfed, but I could see why. She isn't as OP as everyone thinks, but I do still think she was a game changer. But Lion got the nerf. Also, Vigil also hit a nerf, but I didn't. Actually, I continue to play Vigil. I didn't really see that much of a difference with his nerf. In this season, I started using Kavira a little bit more. I was very Cavi heavy this season. And as well, Ella, I completely stopped using altogether. They really kind of did nerf her in a bad way. Her recoil has gotten pretty bad, and her damage in a distance pretty much. She's not useless, but, I mean, you got to kind of get used to that recoil. I know, Dan, you were heavy on Ella. Did that kind of upset you? I mean, with the Ella nerf, I mean, you were a big Ella user.
The recoil was a big change, huge change. I mean, I stopped using her after that because the recoil was too real, man. I shot like one bullet, my gun flew halfway across the screen.
And you've always been an anchor player, so that when you started using Ella, you kind of felt you yourself was a little bit more of a – you started roaming a little bit more. Was it rather disappointing when you were kind of starting to use like a more of a roaming character and you kind of went back to, you know, being an anchor again with playing as like Mute or mostly used Mute, correct, when you were anchor?
Yeah, I used to use Mute a lot. Yeah, it was my number one pick. I really liked Ella a lot just because of her mind. I was able to sit in a room across and still be protected by her mind if they were to come at me. And it was really good character until that recoil buff nerf. Well, yeah, that nerf, I guess.
And again, I just want to rather touch on something very quickly. You know, each episode, Dan and I always have like a little discussion before we get to the real topic. So I think it's a good time to just to talk about it. You know, you and I have been playing Rainbow Six since, you know, the day it came out pretty much. And obviously it took a little while for it to gain its traction. How do you feel as like a hardcore Rainbow Six player, and how do you feel that that Ubisoft kind of caters more towards the pro league rather than really its core market, like, you know, the players like us that have been playing it since day one that have still been with the game? Like, how do you feel that Ubisoft kind of caters more towards its pro league rather than its core audience?
Well, if you think about it, the pro league does make the money. But at the other end of it, I mean, I still think that's the players that aren't in a pro league are still the players to be watching and taking feedback from, which in some sense they do kind of in a way, but they definitely do favor the pro leagues a lot more, the pro players a lot more, which
yeah, heavily with the midseason with the midseason reinforcements being gone. Did you read they said that because they don't want to have the pro league people switching up their strategies and blah blah blah, which I think, come on now, like, are you kidding me?
Well, I think in the long run that it might make updates better at the end, bigger updates, less bugs, more time to prepare patches. So hopefully we should technically see less bugs, less glitches, but who the hell knows?
Yeah, I think it's really upsetting. I mean, like I said before when we were talking about it, the Pro League is about only 2% of the market, and they're heavily PC players. So it's not like these are console people playing. I mean, for me, again, I've been playing the game since the day it came out, even when it was at its worst. And I mean, Dan, you could speak for it as well. This game, I'm surprised that we've been playing it for since the day it came out, because I've met a lot of people that have picked up onto it on year two. And I know when the Brazil DLC came out, that's when most of the audience picked up this game. So, I mean, we've been playing it since it was having, I mean, since day one. Remember how bad the lighting used to be and just there was never any patches. There was never anything.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly came a very long way since then. But a game used to look awful.
Yeah, and then, I mean, again, I understand why. I understand, like, yeah, the Pro League is where the money's at and everything like that. But again, you're kind of neglecting your real core audience, the people that are actually continuously playing the game, not just obviously getting the Pro Leagues or anything like that, but they're playing the game to have fun, get better. And I mean, they did say they're going to still bring in they'll still come in and nerf characters if need be, but they won't do the big like 5 gigabyte or like 6 gigabyte updates anymore. Those are completely gone, which I think it's, you know, a little upsetting, but I mean, what can you do? But in all sense,
I think as long as they take care of the glitches that occur, I think I'm fine with that more than anything.
Yeah, as long as they keep on the glitches, but I just don't want another episode of we waited, 6 months for them to finally nerf Ella. So, I mean, I just don't want anything like that ever again.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
So, I mean, that's our Rainbow Six talk. I'm really excited for Season 2. It's two defender operators. Obviously, last season they did two offensive operators. This year we're doing this season they're doing two defenders. I wonder if Season 3 they'll go back to doing the regular Formula 1 attacker, one defender, I wonder. But a couple other news things happened, Dan.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
And, you know, it isn't good news. Shenmue 3.
You got to show that, by the way. I was like, what the hell is that?
I'm sorry, I told you. We got soundboards in this thing, so I got to take advantage of it. So Shenmue 3 has been, again, delayed for somebody who was so excited that Shenmue 1 and 2 were getting a remaster, and it's coming out this year. Shenmue 3 was expected to come out this year, and once again, it is delayed, sadly. I am crying on the inside, Dan, if you were wondering. Hopefully, will officially get a release date. They said next year, but hopefully it comes out next year and it's not going to continuously getting pushed back. I really hope not, but I do hope that the remaster sells well and they use that money to finish Shenmue 3. So hopefully, Dan. I know.
Dreams are possible.
Huh?
Dreams are possible.
Yeah, I really hope so. Do you have any news, Dan? I know you're usually up on the news.
Yeah, we can talk about a few things. The big news for Xbox backwards compatibility, it just hit 1 billion hours playtime. So that is the 360 games and Xbox original games, which is really exciting.
I want to ask you a question. Do you think they'll ever add achievements to the... You think hopefully maybe one day they'll figure out a way to add achievements to the original games?
I certainly hope so, because I think that will definitely boost a lot more people to want to buy it and continue, because there's some old original Xbox games I didn't really get the achievements for. So if they could bring that, I would absolutely love it. Apparently there's some big backwards compatible news for E3. So hopefully that is the news we're waiting for.
Yeah, I really hope so. Now, we have anything else? That was pretty much all I had was the Shenmue.
Nintendo Switch is now supported on Steam, which is going to be part of the Steam client, and it'll connect via Bluetooth, which is pretty awesome. Steam is very big with controller support, and it's really great that the Pro Controller for the Nintendo Switch you'll be able to use on your PC now, which is going to open up more playable different ways for PC players, which is awesome. And then the Jurassic World Evolution gameplay came out. Did you get to watch that? I know I sent it to you.
I watched about, it was 30 minutes, right? I watched about like 15 minutes. It looks interesting. I mean, I do like simulators like that. I hope, obviously it was just the early stage of it. So hopefully as the game starts progressing more, they start to show a little bit more gameplay footage. Because they didn't really show, I didn't watch the whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing? Because I didn't really
see. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Rexes or anything like that. Did they show anything like that?
Yeah, they showed a Rex Dino or something like a Rex Dino. I don't remember the exact name of it. But they built a habitat for it, and then they breeded a Rex. They put it in the pen, and they showed you how the food source works. So you put a goat in there, and then you watch the Rex try to run and eat the goat, which is pretty cool. And then the other thing that's really awesome is that it's not only that world view. Like, you can actually go down the first person view and drive a car, walk around in your own park and explore the park, which is awesome. And that game looks absolutely gorgeous, man. Like, they did some really great work visually, graphical wise. The game looks beautiful.
I just finally picked up at some other news also as well. But speaking of gameplay trailers too, Days Gone, the exclusive for PlayStation 4. They also had an hour long gameplay footage as well, which is pretty much the beginning of the game. The developers were playing the first hour of the game, so that's pretty cool as well. That game looks fantastic as well. They showed a bunch of different type of characters you'll experience in the open world, and they kind of showed the weather system, which actually looks really cool as well. And it also has a choice system in the game as well that will kind of shape the story around as well. And Rage 2 was announced. And that was because Canada Walmart leaked a bunch of games out, and Rage 2 was one of them. Bethesda kind of jumped in on it and were kind of trolling it, but then they released it. Dan, did you ever touch Rage on the 360?
No, I never touched Rage.
See, it wasn't a bad game. Rage was a good game, but the problem was Rage came out kind of at the wrong time. In 2011, that's when Skyrim came out. A lot of games came out. Batman Arkham City came out. So it kind of got lost in the shuffle. It came out around where these other strong, heavy titles were coming out, and it definitely got lost in that shuffle. It wasn't a bad game. Rage was a good game, but I was actually really shocked that they were coming out with a sequel. And the sequel looks pretty fun. From the gameplay trailer, it looks like it plays a lot like the reboot of Doom, which is cool. The one thing I hope for is that the open world is a little bit more alive, because in Rage 1 there really wasn't much in the open world. It was kind of a dead open world. So it does look like it's a little bit more wackier and looks like a lot of fun. If you check out the gameplay trailer, Dan, it does look pretty good.
Yeah, I watched it. Honestly, don't have any interest for it.
Well, as long as we don't get another Brink game. I know you were big on the Brink title.
Yeah, loved it. That was a joke.
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
Sure. If you like awful racing games, the Crew 2 gameplay came out, 7-minute gameplay.
What if it actually ends up being good? What if it shocks you? What if the reviews come out and the Metacritic is an 85? Would you get it?
No. You know, the good thing is I did sign up for the beta, so I will play it once I get approved for beta, and then we'll see how I like it. And that beta starts the 31st.
All right. So Dan's excited. He's signed up for the beta. So let's move on to our and we have anything else, any more news before we move on to our main topic?
No, we can go on to the main topic.
All right, so our main topic on this episode is basically E3 is pretty much less than a month away. On our previous episode, we just talked about our predictions on what we'd like to have seen and what we hope to see. But now we kind of know what games will be confirmed, what the rumors are. So basically, this we're going to be talking about the games that are confirmed, what we're excited for with the confirmations, and also we're going to just talk about the conferences again as well as we have touched on. We're just going to touch on a little bit more. So let's go on with the games that are definitely confirmed for E3. Now, these are 100% confirmed. I know Dan is definitely getting this game. Adventure Time, Pirates of Enchiridion. I can't even pronounce it, so excuse me. Anthem, Battlefield, they put on their Facebook page, it's going to be called Battlefield 5. Battlefield has put up. So Battlefield 5, it looks like it's going to be called. We don't know the time frame yet, but the rumor is they're going back to World War II, but it's Battlefield 5. So that's going to be at E3. Beyond Good and Evil 2, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, which I believe gets revealed tomorrow. Death Stranding, The Division 2, For Honor, I guess they're going to show off some DLC. Fortnite, which I hope they cancel that game. Ghost of Tsushima, that's the new game by Sucker Punch, the developer of Infamous. The Last of Us Part 2, Rage 2, Roller Coaster Tycoon for Switch.
I'm picking that up for sure.
I love Roller Coaster Tycoon. Hell yeah. Serious Sam 4, Planet Badass, Spider-Man, and Super Smash Brothers. So these are the games that are 100% confirmed. So now let's just talk about those games that are confirmed, and then Dan and I will continue on with the rumor title. So Dan, give me your thoughts here. Well, as I go down that list, not one of them is an Xbox One exclusive. So
yeah, because that's the only console can keep a real seal. Everything else gets leaked so quick. And plus, they already announced Spider-Man and Last of Us and Death Stranding. So, I mean, people already knew that was coming. But, you know, Microsoft doesn't really talk much about what they got coming.
Well, let's just hope that, because I believe in E3 2015, their conference got leaked. So hopefully they kind of keep it under wraps and we kind of see what they're going to go. But I mean, Battlefield 5, I believe, is going to get revealed on the 23rd.
Yeah, and there's a rumor for that as well. That's Battlefield is actually going to have a Battle Royale mode.
And Call of Duty is another one that's rumored to have a Battle Royale mode. To me personally, I don't like Battle Royale modes. I can only play a Battle Royale mode for like maybe a couple hours before I just get bored and sick and tired of it. So I don't know how I'm going to feel about these two games having a Battle Royale mode, to be honest with you.
Well, you don't got to play them.
I'm not. I mean, I'll play them, but I'm sure we're going to see it, but I'm surprised it's not on that list, but we'll talk about it. Anthem, obviously, we're most likely going to see it at the EA conference.
With an actual release date, maybe, and not another fucking push.
Yeah, maybe we'll get an actual release date. We'll possibly maybe see it at the Xbox One, maybe two, because last year it was shown on the EA conference, and then they showed the actual gameplay on the Xbox stage. So I wonder if they'll do that again. Maybe it looks like they might have a deal with Microsoft, maybe with some DLC or promotional rights as well.
Well, you know, you got the EA access and everything. That's what Xbox. So they've been working for a while together.
What do you hope to see in the Division 2? I know you and I finished the Division 1. I didn't hate the game. Obviously, it was a huge, definitely needed a big work in progress. What do you hope to see in Part 2? What are your main things you hope?
The story was good. I like the story a lot. I mean, obviously, Division 2 story has to be there, but a better online function, because what was that PvP zone? That shit was awful.
Yeah, the Dark Zone.
The raids were freaking glitch fest. It was just, you know, like after all those glitches and that crap awful game, I stopped playing. I haven't played it since. I heard it was approved a lot, but I don't think I can pick it up again.
One of the main things I really hope they fix is the leveling system. And what I mean by that is if you and I are level 20s and we play with people that are level 10s, there was no balance. There was literally no balance at all. So I don't know. Did you play with me when we would play with people that were lower levels than us and they would literally die in one bullet? And we had to revive them every 5 seconds.
I don't think I've ever played with you.
Well, the big issue, like I said, is the leveling balance. If I'm playing with lower levels, there has to be a balance to where I'm, you know, still facing the same level of difficulty as the other players are, because it was frustrating. If I was level 20, somebody was lower level, I couldn't play with them, because if they were doing the same mission I was doing, they would get killed in one bullet. They literally had to take – they could not come out and help me fight. They had to stay in cover the entire time, or else they would get shot. I had to revive them. So it was really frustrating. I mean, yes, it was a good way for them to level up faster, but it was ridiculously frustrating. So that's one thing that they have to fix in a Division 2.
Well, maybe a level 10 shouldn't be doing a level 20 mission.
Excuse me?
So maybe a level 10 shouldn't be doing a level 20 mission.
Well, the problem is that – I lied. Even it was the same thing. If you were doing, regardless of what mission you did, if you were playing with people higher level, you were going to get enemies that level. So it was, they need to fix that. Like I said, the level balancing, they definitely need to fix. And like you said, with the Dark Zone, the PvP was absolutely atrocious. It was a mess. And I really hope that they fixed that. And it was a little bit repetitive. I mean, after a while, it got a little repetitive. So I hope they fix that as well, too. Last of Us 2, hopefully we get a release date on that. Sony has said in their conference they're going to focus heavily on the big four. And basically what I mean by that is Spider-Man, Ghost of Tsushima, which is the new game from Sucker Punch, Last of Us 2. And am I missing one? Death Stranding, I believe. That's their Death Stranding. So they're I'm sure they're going to show other stuff, but their main focus is going to be the big four. Now I want to ask you, we have no idea what the hell kind of game Death Stranding is. I don't know if it's...
No, that trailer was fucking weird as shit.
I don't get it. I don't know if it's survival horror. Is it action adventure? Like, what the hell kind of game is this?
Yeah, but that trailer looked freaking awesome, though.
The trailer looks good. But hopefully we finally get an idea. Hopefully we finally get a gameplay trailer, and hopefully we kind of get an idea of what kind of game this is. I'm really looking forward to it. Spider-Man 100%. I'm looking forward to. They released gameplay for that. I can't wait for Spider-Man September.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Ghost of Tsushima. It's a samurai game. I'm surprised Sucker Punch, you know, I was looking forward to maybe hopefully another Infamous game, but once I kind of see the gameplay for that, maybe I'll take a look at it. I do like Sucker Punch as a developer, and again, I love the Infamous game, so this is their new IP. So I love, you know, I do like when they come out with new IPs. Dan, are you more, do you like more new IPs, or would you rather just, you know, do you love your sequels?
It honestly depends. I mean, I very much enjoy new IPs, but if they make the right sequel, I would definitely love to play it. I mean, it has to be the right sequel to the right game. It just can't be any sequel, of course.
Well, that's a good, so there you go. Did you ever think The Division would have a sequel?
No, because the show was a flop.
Another game here. Super Smash Brothers is, I mean, Nintendo has said that that's going to be their main focus on their Nintendo Direct. They don't do any, they don't do conferences anymore. It's all Nintendo Direct. They also have other titles from our a game from a GameStop source. They've added, I think, about 16 SKUs. It might be around that number. Could be lower, could be higher. But they've added about 16 SKUs in the GameStop system. So I do expect a lot of other Nintendo Switch games to be announced, but I don't think those games will come out this year. I think Super Smash Brothers is pretty much going to be their big holiday release. Do you agree with that, Dan?
For Smash Brothers, yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, Mario was their big release last year during the holiday, and Nintendo's not really known on kind of stacking their main games together. So, I think Smash Brothers will be their holiday release, and I think we'll see some other games next year. What else do you kind of hope Nintendo announces for the Switch? Is there any other games on your radar that you would hope that they would announce that are usually?
Yep, two games, actually. I would like to see a Animal Crossing, and I would like to see a Pokemon.
Yeah, apparently there could be a Pokemon game, but I do agree with you with the Animal Crossing. I really hope we get an Animal Crossing. I'm actually hoping we actually get a good Mario Party game again. I miss a good Mario Party game. I need it. It's been years since we've had a good, since the Wii. I think that was the last Mario Party game I liked. The one on Wii U I heard was horrible, and the one on 3DS wasn't that good either. So we need a good Mario Party game again. That's all I really care about.
In due time, my child. Next E3, I'm in Nintendo Direct.
So the other ones I could really care less about. For Honor was a big kind of a letdown for Ubisoft with that new IP. Fortnite, I still have no idea why that game is so insanely popular. And Beyond Good and Evil 2, I know a lot of people have been waiting for that game for a long time. I have it backwards compatible on Xbox. I did play it back in the day. I don't remember too much when I played it, but it's definitely something I want to maybe play again before jumping back into the sequel. Anthem, I'm looking forward to as well. And like Dan said before, hopefully a release date, and then we're going to get some more Rage 2 coverage. And then, of course, Last of Us 2, which I cannot wait for. The first one was an amazing game, and hopefully we get a release date on that one as well. So these are the confirmed games. So now let's go down the rumored titles. I'll just pick out the ones that are really interesting here and the ones that obviously make sense that are going to be shown there. Crackdown 3, Cyberpunk 2077, that's the CD Projekt. Those are the makers from Witcher. This game was announced already, but maybe we'll finally get a gameplay trailer for it. We know after Witcher 3, this was going to be their main focus now. Days Gone, I think definitely we'll most likely see that on the Sony stage. Dragon Quest 2, Final Fantasy 7 Remake. But who knows when the hell that game will come out. It's a Square Enix game, so that game could come out probably when we're in our when we're probably 50 years old. This one was an interesting one. This was the release. This was on the Canadian Walmart. This was one of the games on there. Gears of War 5, Kingdom Hearts, Kirby for the Nintendo Switch, Lego DC Villains. This is another interesting one. Life is Strange 2. Metro Exodust, also bad news, Dan. I know you were looking forward to this game. This game got pushed back as well. Metroid Prime 4, NBA, a new Pokemon game for Switch, which Dan was hoping for. That's a rumor to be there. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, that's been a popular game. Shenmue 3 got pushed back. I cried. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, that game was officially announced coming out September, so maybe you'll probably get some gameplay footage. Splinter Cell, this was another one that was released on that Canadian Walmart leak. WWE, which today was officially announced coming out this fall, and Yoshi for the Nintendo Switch. So I just want to point out one game on here. I want to point out a couple games on here. And Dan, Gears of War 5, do you feel like, because we already got Gears 4 in 2016, do you see a Gears of War already 2 years after the fourth one already just came out?
No, why not? They got the time and money to make games.
Yeah, but before this game, I mean, before like Xbox's major title, before this game, you're about to hear the music.
I hear Halo.
Yeah, like really, before Halo, you think they'll do another Gears sequel before Halo?
I mean, I think they will probably drop a Gears and a Halo announcement at E3.
Here's what I think they'll do. I think they'll announce Halo. If they do announce both, I will say, all right, Halo, because right now there's no games coming out in November right now, and Xbox right now has no exclusives coming out in the fall. I would say they will announce Halo, and it'll probably come out this year, maybe around November, so it's away from Red Dead. But I think Halo, even if it's around Red Dead, will still sell. And I think they'll, if they do announce a Gears, they'll be like, all right, well, here's a Gears of War, but this will be next year. Will that make more sense?
Well, if they do that, they're going to have a lot of pissed off people. They can't just say here's next year. I mean, everyone's going to want these. Microsoft doesn't usually say, hey, here's what we're dropping, but this is next year. You know, Microsoft usually says at their E3, everything usually drops that year. You don't see many of the titles go into there next year.
Yeah, I disagree though. I think Gears and Halo could. I don't think they would do that to where their main sellers, Gears and Halo, will drop at the exact same time. I think they've always spread them out, and I've always thought that was much better. Because I think Halo will destroy Gears and I think it will outsell Gears easily. So I think they'll announce both, but I think they'll say Gears is next year, which I think people will be perfectly fine for, because if at least they get Halo, I think most people have the patience to wait for Gears. Because again, Gears of War 4 just came out 2 years ago. I don't think they should be in a rush to pump out another Gears of War.
Well, you can't forget about Fable 4.
I think that'll be announced as well. I think that's also ways away. I think the developer said that's definitely not going to be this year. I think that'll also be next year as well, too. I think their main exclusives this year, Crackdown, if it finally has a friggin' release date and doesn't get pushed back again, Lord knows if who knows, to be honest with you. And Halo, hopefully. Any other? So let's see. I'm going to look at some other games here. Splinter Cell. Now, on that Walmart leak, it seems like this is a reboot. Did you play any of the Splinter Cell games?
Yeah, I played a few of them.
Do you think after the last one, which I think it was Blacklist, do you feel like it was after that one, do you feel like it was due for a reboot? Or do you think they should continue after Blacklist?
I didn't play Blacklist.
Well, Blacklist was good. They changed the voice of the character, which was a little weird. But I think this was due for a reboot. After Blacklist, I kind of don't see where the story could kind of continue after that. It doesn't hurt to kind of reboot this franchise a little bit. It's been a great franchise. I believe this has been Splinter Cell's had Pandora Tomorrow. It's had six games. So, and they kind of rebooted Hitman. Square Enix kind of rebooted Hitman a little bit. So, I think Splinter Cell was due for a reboot. So, I hope it's a reboot. And hopefully it kind of continues the same gameplay style as it had from Conviction and Blacklist. So, hopefully that. Crackdown 3. Do you hope for a release date finally and it's not pushed back?
I have no hope in Crackdown. As much as I want to see Crackdown, how many times I got pushed back. I think I lost faith in the release date for it.
And Metro Exodust, I mean, now that's officially been pushed back to next year. So do you think, were you disappointed to hear that news?
Not really. It's a good series, but not really that pumped to see it. Not that much of in a rush.
I wonder if it's just these titles are afraid of Red Dead, because they kind of know what, you know, going up against a game like Red Dead, which has been highly anticipated for a very, very long time. And usually when Rockstar Games comes out, they kind of tend to kind of stay away from them because they just know the powerhouse of those games are. So I wonder if developers are kind of saying, let's just get away from Red Dead. Other Shenmue is another one that got officially again today got pushed back. WWE and NBA, we always kind of see at E3, so I'm sure we'll see those gameplay as well. And then Dan, you said a new Pokemon game, so do you see that it's on the Nintendo Direct?
I certainly hope so. I mean, that's what I've been waiting for a good while. I mean, I haven't played any of the recent runs at all, but rumor is the Pokemon that's rumored is supposed to be a remake. I think it was a remake of Yellow and Blue, I think it was. I don't quite remember, but it's supposed to be a remake.
I expect also to see Forza as well. I'm surprised that game wasn't on there. I expect to see Xbox to show we're expecting another Forza Horizon, so I do expect that. And I love the Horizon series more than the Motorsport series, so I'm definitely looking forward to Horizon. So I'm excited to see that. Other rumors as well, Remedy, the developers of Alan Wake, and I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. What was that game? Quantum Break, the developers of that. They have another game coming out. It's called Project 7. Hopefully, maybe at the Xbox stage, we kind of get to see what Remedy has been working on. And another rumor that's been very interesting, the developers of the Arkham series. Oh my God, I can't. I hate when I draw blanks. Dan, help me out here. Do you know?
I don't know what you're trying to say, so I'm hoping you it's gonna be a little bit hard.
The developers for the Batman Arkham, the Arkham series. Rocksteady. Oh my goodness. Finally, sorry. Rocksteady. Another interesting rumor is that Rocksteady is working on a Superman game. And that could be shown at E3. Now, the Arkham games were amazing. I mean, that pretty much fixed the Batman. As far as Batman goes as a superhero game, that pretty much fixed him. We know what happened with the Superman games, you know, with Superman 64 and the Superman other Superman game that came out on original Xbox and PlayStation. That game was horrible, too. Do you kind of hope Superman? Do you hope Rocksteady does well for Superman?
The Superman game?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I don't know. I haven't seen a Superman game in God knows how long, and the Batman
series aren't
that
bad
either. So
I'm saying, do you hope they do well by with Rocksteady doing a good Superman game after obviously Superman 64 going down is probably one of the worst games of all time.
Well, yeah, I think they'll do just fine. I mean, it's been what, how many years since the last one, 64? So,
no, they released one based off that terrible movie that came out in 2002, I want to say.
Well, I haven't heard of it, so it doesn't exist.
Well, it sucked. I mean, it sucks. So you don't have to, you're not missing anything.
But
so.
It's supposed to be an open world game, and you don't play as Clark Kent at all, right? You only play as Superman?
Yeah, you only play as Superman.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool. I would definitely take a look at it, see what we got.
Also, Capcom also is rumored to have some games announced as well. They have an action-adventure game listed for the Nintendo Switch. It has an action-adventure game for PC and Xbox One. And then fighting wrestling for PC and PlayStation 4. So, I, So my hopes, what they kind of show, I mean, hopefully we finally get to see maybe Resident Evil 2 remake. I know they've announced that they were definitely doing it, so hopefully we get that. Fighting wrestling, Capcom. I could only imagine. I can only imagine what the hell Capcom's gonna do. Maybe Street Fighter. I'm guessing maybe another Street Fighter. Possibly. I don't know what kind of wrestling game they could be working on. So, and that says another action adventure for just Xbox One. So, I wonder if maybe an exclusive. So, and then yeah, same thing for PlayStation 4. Looks like just an exclusive. So, I wonder. They did really well with Monster Hunter, but mainly I'm looking forward to another Resident Evil. Let's see what else. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of touched on that. Also, Bethesda, they have a conference. Do you think it's finally time, Dan, that they show us what everyone's been waiting for, and that's another Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls and thinking of another game, but I can't even fucking think straight.
Well, we know they're going to show Rage. You know they're going to talk about Rage. Fallout, I think they're pretty much right now they're on their Elder Scrolls focus. I'm reading that they're going to have DLC for Prey.
Yeah, I heard about the Prey DLC. Yeah, so yeah, definitely we'll probably definitely see another Elder Scrolls. We're definitely going to see the Prey.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, Bethesda's conferences have been relatively have done pretty well. Last conference was more of a lot of sequels. I wonder if they'll be working on a new IP.
Sequels and VR.
Last conference was a lot of
sequels and VR.
Sequels and VR. You're absolutely right. I would believe it was Wolfenstein.
Fallout.
Yeah, DLC, the VR for Fallout and everything. Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, I think the time's right now. We haven't had a new Elder Scrolls since 2001, which was Skyrim. And then, you know, it's been re-released a bunch of times on Xbox One, ported over to Switch, PlayStation 4, and went to VR. So I think the time's right now. We probably won't. If we get it this year, I will probably... I have no idea what I would do. If Bethesda comes out and says Elder Scrolls 6 is coming out November of this year, and we're also getting Red Dead this year, I mean, I don't know if my heart would be able to take it. You might have to take me to the hospital, to be honest with you, Dan. I really don't. Because I don't know if you remember the first ever Bethesda conference, they did a when they announced Fallout. That came out this year. That came out the year they announced it. So, I mean,
if anything, we'll probably see them talking about Quake, Doom. Hopefully, a Doom 2. That did really well.
Well, I think that's a possibility. But I think the ID is the developer. I think mainly, I think they'll probably just. I think their main focus will be Rage 2, and I saw that's going to come out quarter one next year. So. It looks like probably like an April release date for that one. Quake, but unfortunately, that's only for PC, which I'm disappointed. I love Quake. Another rumor is another Devil May Cry game as well. I never got into the series, but that's another rumor as well for Devil May Cry fans. That's another big one. EA on their conference announced it'll have new EA Sports games. Now, we know which ones to expect, which are Madden, FIFA, NHL. Maybe they'll have a surprise. I mean, the last couple EA conferences have been relatively boring, and especially last year's. Like, they were showing off Need for Speed, and do you remember the guy that was talking about Need for Speed? He was getting, like, so excited. And the game flopped.
That's usually how it's supposed to be. Excited, you know. You don't want him upset about his own product.
And it wasn't the developer. It was just a guy hosting it for EA. It was it was horrible.
Yeah, that game was awful.
I mean, it was a disaster. Would you be excited if they announced a new Star Wars game, or you're kind of
If it's the Knights of Old Republic 3, I will.
Or are you like upset that, you know, and you know, as I talked to you before, I booted up Battlefront 2 today, and the everything's gone. No loot boxes, no microtransactions, nothing. And they're doing the same thing for Shadow of Mordor. They took out all those microtransactions too as well. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What about an action-adventure Star Wars game like Jedi Academy? What if they did something along those lines?
Well, I told you one I won already. I want Knights of Old Republic 3.
I know, but what if they do a Jedi Academy? I know you were excited for a Jedi Academy. I know you were excited for Jedi Academy being backwards compatible. So would you like something like that?
Jedi Academy was a great game, so... If they bring it back and put the online mode in it, yes.
I just don't. That game online was great. I just don't trust EA anymore. I really don't. So, EA's conference is on Saturday. So their conference is by itself. I believe it's what time, Dan? 3-4 o'clock, right around there.
Yeah, they're the first ones up there. It's 4 o'clock Eastern. EA. This is June 9th, which is. Two o'clock Eastern.
2 o'clock Eastern or Pacific? Here, I found it. The Need for Speed, the thing I was telling you about.
What up, guys?
Here, listen.
Thank you for having me, EA. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Jesse Wellens, and I am a YouTube creator. So I am here to talk about Need for Speed Payback. If you guys didn't know Need for Speed Payback, I'm yeah, it's a great game. But all right, all set aside, I'm a YouTube creator. Need for Speed Payback, it's coming out. I got my boy Marcus, executive producer here. He is the producer of the game. Thank you, Nick, for having me.
Hey, man. Thanks, Jesse. Hey, man. Obviously, we're really excited to tell everyone about Need for Speed Payback here today. But more importantly...
So that's how you... hopefully, nothing like that happens again. Because that's how you... Like, Need for Speed Payback itself was a flop. And that was just pretty much the start of everything bad that went for Need for Speed Payback. So hopefully... Hopefully, for EA's sake, their conference just is not
You know what I want?
Again.
I know they're not. They work with EA, but I want a way out, a DLC, or a number two to a way out. Because I know they're somehow affiliated with E3. EA is their publisher. So I would like to see a way out too, or more DLC for it.
A Way Out was such a good game, and for $30, such an amazing concept. And I mean, he did another game before that, the Brothers, the Tale of Two Brothers. That game was also very good. So, good track record for that developing team. Hopefully they are working on another game, because A Way Out was amazing, and the ending it was just a shocker. The ending was crazy. I was not expecting the ending at all. And even before that, just the gameplay and the way everything was amazing. I loved it. Such a good game. Very underrated.
Yep, definitely. Fantastic. Let me see a number two. And I'll be happy with EA performance.
And I mean, are you happy that we're not getting any – because Sony already announced no hardware. I highly doubt Xbox is going to have hardware. Are you happy there's going to be no hardware at E3?
No, I want hardware. Look, this is what I want. Sony, I want Sony to release the view of their Spider-Man exclusive console.
Well, what I meant by hardware is like PlayStation 5 and the next Xbox.
Yeah, no, I get that. But for Microsoft, I want them to bring in a VR or work with a team like Oculus to create a VR for the Xbox. So I would like to see that hardware. And there's a rumor that there's a new Elite remotes in the making, so we might also see that
for Microsoft as well.
But definitely VR. I really want VR for Xbox.
And besides Oculus, like a cheaper version.
Definitely. Like the PlayStation, probably $400. You know, I don't think that's a bad deal for VR. But I think this will open up the doors tremendously for Microsoft.
I heard that rumor too, as you were saying, was as well with the new Elite controller as well. I never got the first edition, so I mean that'll be, you know, pretty interesting. I did read about that rumor, but I never got the first Elite controller.
They showed like teaser pictures, apparently like leaked, it was leaked or something. I mean, it looks pretty cool from what it looks like. It looks like they added more presets, so you can change between your presets easier. And it looks like they added a couple more things to the remote to help with customization. So, I mean, it looked interesting from the leaks that I saw.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy we're not going to get a new console hardware. I mean, I do like to see other hardware, like you said, as well. I would like to see... maybe, hopefully, I don't think they'll announce it at E3, but yeah, Spider-Man PlayStation 4 edition. I'm sure Sony will show some stuff on the V about what their VR. I'm sure they'll show that. Yeah, and I agree, maybe another Elite controller. But I'm happy we're not, it looks like we're still kind of maybe another E3 away from hearing about a new console, which I'm very happy with, because I think Xbox and Sony still have a lot of hardcore titles they could push out with this generation, and I'm very happy about that. So, anything else?
Yeah, I know that Microsoft is also doing a new hardware for disabled people. Like they created a remote for them in a way, which I think that's really awesome. We might see that at E3 and how it works. But it's for people who can't use regular remotes, which I think is freaking awesome.
Any other games? Are you looking at, you hoping to see maybe some more Jurassic Evolution gameplay as well? At E3,
GTA 6.
We're not seeing that. I mean, Rockstar is never usually at E3. Maybe this year we'll probably see them at E3 because of Red Dead. So
I want to see Silent Hill.
Yeah, well,
you know what? Better yet, I want to see something that will never happen in the history of never. I want to see a Half-Life 3.
Yeah, right. Or Left 4 Dead 3. Are you saying that too?
But, what was the question again?
No, I mean, they're pretty much like what other games that I haven't named that you're kind of looking forward to hopefully seeing it on the E3 stage or at E3 itself?
No, I think we pretty much covered it because, yeah, actually, I think we pretty much covered it.
All right, well, that's... that's our episode. We're going to kind of start doing a little bit. We're going to start bringing it back a little bit more. E3 is just around the corner. So don't forget to check out this episode and episodes and beyond. And Dan and I will kind of be on top of E3. So, Dan, anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, man, there's definitely going to be a lot of news for the next couple of weeks as we build up. It's going to be potential rumors, possibly leaks, and we'll definitely keep up on that and bring it to you guys.
Yeah, don't forget to check out Inner Mom's Basement. We'll have all of E3's coverage, and we'll have a post E3 show as well. And don't forget just to check out our other episodes. We'll be talking about other topics as well. I'm Rage Quit Pat,
and I'm Headshot Dan.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another exciting show.